This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Josh from the DBCC, and I'm talking today with Greg, the transformation expert from Northampton, who is going to tell us his top three tips for fat loss. So, Greg, tell us, what is your number one top tip to lose body fat?
Okay, so number one would be prepping food. So it's important to have your food prepped. Just cook like 3 or 4 days in one go. This means that after you've had a long day or something and you're tempted to reach for something bad that's going to be easy and quick to kind of eat, instead, as opposed to cooking something healthy, it's already there. So all you need to do is pick it up, warm it up and eat it. As well as that, you'll also save a lot of time from cooking and washing up just by doing it all in one go.
Easy peasy. So when do you typically do your batch cooking?
So I'll do it in two points in a week. So one on a Sunday afternoon, of which I'll cook like 4 days of food. Like, I don't want to leave food in the fridge for like 7 days. So I'll cook like 4 days on the Sunday when I have plenty of time. And then I'll do my second one, which will cover Friday, Saturday and Sunday on probably a Thursday night.
Okay, so tell us what's in your lunchbox today.
Okay, so breakfast, I just had some mixed nuts and a protein shake. I've just eaten a chicken salad, had an egg in there and various different vegetables. A bit later on after I've trained, I've got quinoa, veg and some more chicken. And then tonight I have a fillet of salmon with some green veg.
Awesome. So despite the fact that you've cooked a lot of meals at once, you've managed to include some variety in there. So that's really good. So what would be your second tip?
So my second tip would be training hard. So two reasons, training hard and training heavy. So you want to burn as many calories as you can during the training, and training heavy, you want to be kind of producing the most muscle tone you can, so that will in turn help you burn more fat in the long run.
So pushing yourself hard on every session?
Yeah.
What would you say pushing yourself hard in the session means?
So for example, picking a weight in which by the end of the set you are almost going to fail, or if you do fail and you have to drop down, that's fine as well. Like, you know, you don't have to finish every set comfortably on the same weight every week or every session. So just trying to push it up, test yourself, and try and increase your strength.
Okay, so it's okay to choose a heavier weight, even if by the end of the set you have to drop down and can't do it anymore.
100%, yes.
Awesome. And your final tip for fat loss, please, Greg.
Final tip is sleeping well. So as well as just sleeping well to enhance your recovery and so you feel fresh, you know, when you wake up. If you are tired during the night, the next day, you're more likely going to not want to train or going to want to eat bad things because you're not feeling too good. So getting enough sleep is important to keep all those good habits going.
And what do you do to make sure that your sleep is good every night?
So I'll go to sleep at roughly the same time every night, and I'll make sure it's a couple of hours before midnight. So the more kind of hours you get before midnight, the better. So having regular times I go to sleep and wake up, and also taking magnesium helps too. So I thought I slept well before I started taking magnesium. I started taking magnesium and now I sleep well.
Awesome. So I hope everyone learned something that was listening to this. That was Greg's top three tips for fat loss. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.